guys, just before we start, we wanted to take a second to tell you about two amazing events. You've got the Australia Build Online and the Sydney Build Expo. Australia Build Online is this year from the 6th to 10th of December, and it's totally online. They've got hundreds of speakers all across Australia, from architects to contractors and engineers, covering all sorts of topics. So check it out. The next year, the Sydney Build Expo is on. It's on the 1st and 2nd of June 2022, and this event is going to be huge. It's a two-day event showcasing all the latest opportunities in construction, architecture, and infrastructure. They've got 350 exhibitors, more than 300 industry speakers, and loads of live events. I cannot wait to go to a live event. Come along and join us there. It's going to be amazing. Tickets are free. Jump into the show notes for the links and book your tickets.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Hello, lovely Build Hers. You are in for an absolute treat this week. You have Alexandra Andrews, and she is my personal coach. I've been working with her for over 4 years now. Actually, I can't remember how long. And weekly, we touch base on a whole heap of things, but we look at mindset and the many different moving parts and how to keep the emotions in check and all the different parts of our life in balance. I am a big believer in coaching and subbing in the people that you need to get the expertise and to be able to drive and thrive and be the best version of you that you can be. Alex is coming along to our weekend intensive this weekend, which we're running with the masterclass, which is women who are renovating and developing for profit. An amazing program we've got, and it's going to be a really fabulous weekend. But I actually thought you guys might like to hear from her too. So enjoy. Welcome, Alex. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And I've just done a little intro and told people about the fact that we've been working together for a really long time. Maybe you could tell me kind of the types of people that you work with and the type of things you work on, and then we'll bring it back round to kind of the building stuff.
Look, I'm an executive business and life coach, so I do it all, and you have to pretty much do it all. There are some people who tend to say they specialize in certain areas, and I can't understand that, because at the end of the day, you need to be able to coach somebody on anything. And what I find is you can have an executive that has a life problem in terms of a home issue that affects their work, and also vice versa. So it's really good, I think, for any coach to be around the individual person to take them from any issue going on in their lives. And so for me, a lot of my clients are executives, business owners, right through to probably my youngest client is about 18, and, you know, just different issues of the younger generation coming in. And it's anyone. You can coach anyone, anytime, anywhere is my philosophy. I think really in terms of coaching, it's just such a wonderful opportunity for people in whatever industry you are or whatever's happening in your life to have someone to be able to talk to that's not related to the issue. So really, it's somebody who is not emotionally involved, can sit back and just be able to see what's going on for that individual person.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working together for a really long time, so it's a little thing. So that's balance. Balance is always the thing that I'm striving for, because I really love my work and I'm good at getting duck into that, and that can overrun other areas of my life. And then some of these big parts and these big relationships, sometimes you need someone who's not going to sit back and go, oh, yes, tell me how that feels, and kind of repeat back to you the issue. And I know there's a time and a place for that, but sometimes you need someone to kind of go, have you looked at it like this? Or maybe you could approach it like this, or this type of person responds to this. And how do you kind of move through these things so you're working at a higher level, or you're kind of increasing your awareness of the many different things going on around you to kind of, I guess that's it. It kind of helps you be more self-aware. I guess that's the one thing that I bring out of it. And you don't accept my, I want to say bullshit. I'm just going to say it then. Bullshit. You don't accept my bullshit. You know, the story that sometimes I can come up with, because it feels like that's an easy way to get off the hook with most people, but not so much with you.
And it's funny because as you were about to sort of, you know, hold back on that bullshit word, it was coming out of my mouth. It was going to be the best thing. Well, we all have our own filter system, and sometimes we can't see what we're doing. And that's what I was referring to before about that, you know, the whole thing is a coach will call you out. Now, in a sense, in a loving way, let me say that. I'm not harsh. Occasionally I'm harsh, but I'm pretty good like that. I think it's basically somebody looking at a situation and being able to pull it apart and just say, have you actually thought? Because really what goes on for people, we have a certain blueprint that we look at about life. You know, we say, well, when this happens, this is how I react to it. And it's things from our past. It's things from our filter system that we've been brought up with. So when somebody can come and look at your situation from afar and say, well, actually, there are many ways of looking at this. And so it's questioning that. And so what I would say to you, whether, and you know this about me, I am a very interactive coach. I will not sit back and be able to just say, yeah, tell me a little bit about that. That would do my head in. I would say, and I can see you're sort of chomping at the bits to say something there, but it's one of those things that you really have to just be able to, in a loving way, call somebody out, because otherwise you're not doing them a favour.
Well, I think that's exactly right. It's kind of going, not sure about that. And actually with our friends and our family, it's really hard to have those real self-reflective conversations, because we can be reactive to their personality and all the history behind it. And I know, like, I'll bring it back to building for a second. With building, you've got these, and especially developing, you've got these really highs and lows, and you've got these time frames where you're going through different, same as building a business or doing anything that's kind of hard and stressful. It can put you through kind of crunch times where you've got a lot coming at you, and you have, most of us will have people in our lives that love us very much and want to protect us. So when things get difficult, they want to say, I told you that was too hard and you shouldn't have done it. You should have just done the safe, easy thing. And so it's nice to have someone that can kind of get what that bigger motivation is, but not have the baggage of the whole, the history and that protective element. I mean, you're protective, but that protective element where you just want to lock them down and cocoon them. And I feel that way about my kids too. So, like, I understand it.
Yeah. And I think really what you want to do is every individual wants to achieve certain things in their life. And it is not up to me to be able to say what's good for you. Like, gee, Rebecca, you work too hard. You need to do this. You love doing what you're doing. So as an individual, I look at what you love and what resonates with you, what brings you joy. And then it's about balancing that, because there are times in our life, and you know this, and through developing, there are times where you feel like you're going through a sausage press. You've just got to get that project finished. Obviously, at certain times in your life, there are going to be situations where you're focusing on that more than, let's say, family life. But it's about the ebbs and flows of that. So when we talk about balance, it's wonderful to and euphoric to be able to say everything's all kumbaya and it's all even and it's all, it's not like that. Real life is not like that. However, when you go through a bit of pressure in terms of that week or that month, you know you need to balance things out, because like all individuals, and you'll resonate with this, you get to a stage where you're so stressed that it can actually make you counterproductive.
Yeah, it can stop you if you get overwhelmed. And I think we, like, you know, breaking it down and putting like one step in front, like what are these tasks? And I know we do an RPM thing where we kind of run through like what are the not the urgent things, the most important things that definitely have to be done, and how many minutes are they actually going to take, and what does that actually look like?
Well, it's interesting because I think we can all be busy being busy. If you go through your day with a to-do list, you're going to do yourself in, because really you're going to get to the end of the day and say, I've done so much, but you haven't had an outcome. You need to be looking at your day as, what outcome do I need to achieve today in this week, and then chunk it back down. But otherwise, you know, you aren't going to be as productive as you can be. Now, having said that, you know, we do go through stressful times. And I really want to say this, obviously people who are turning up for the workshop on the weekend are going to get a taste of this. But really, there's a couple of things. And firstly, you know, when we come into stressful situations, the balance of being stressed and then being counterproductive because we're too stressed, it's really going to be about the state we're in. So if we come to that state, and it sounds very easy, and obviously I teach this method where you take ownership of your state and how you turn up, because you being all over the place, you know, trying to get everybody to do things, you're feeling stressed, everybody wants a piece of you, and I think you would definitely understand that.
Yeah. We can get in that mode.
And then being a mother and a wife and everything else, there's guilt. That comes with birth, by the way. You really do need to be able to handle your state first and be the driver of that. Don't ever feel that you're going to be living in reaction of things and being able to be effective. You need to take ownership, and that's something that obviously, you know, I teach my clients. It's an NLP technique, which is neuro-linguistic programming. Instead of living in reaction of stress, you're taking charge of how you turn up to things, because then we're actually, if we're in the best state that we can be, we're going to be able to make very rational decisions about what we need to prioritize and what has to happen first in a very calm way. We're not going to then get into our adrenal glands, so it's going to be much better for our health as well.
I mean, I quite like my adrenal glands, but
you and I have had many discussions about this.
but I agree. And the other thing that I think comes out of it is kind of sometimes we're so busy being busy and busy taking on this mentality of, oh, I'm really stressed and I've got a lot on, and doesn't that make me important? Not really. It just makes you not have enough balance in your life, or enough kind of centering or stableness to kind of be able to calm it down. Like, I'm in probably actually the busiest week of my life. Actually, I think this might have to have been a crescendo for me. I don't think I've ever kicked off just as much as this. But the thing that always comes back to it, it's like every single thing that I've been doing, I absolutely love and enjoy. I'm on site. I love and enjoy that. Yeah, there's little things that come up, but they're little problems we can solve, and it's not a problem. You know, I've got webinars that we've just run a webinar at night. You could probably catch a replay, I think, on, you know, it was a three-part series on renovating for profit and developing, and the different aspects that go into that and how you bring it all together. If you can't find it, send me an email and I'll respond to that. And that, again, every evening, but that brings me so much joy because it's so fun to have a room full of people and it's really interactive. I've also got a uni assignment due in tonight where I'm making a presentation, because I did really want to do that garden design subject and I have absolutely loved it and enjoyed it. I'm styling two houses today and tomorrow. So that's all the furniture and that's the fun stuff. Everything's kind of coming in. And then this weekend, we've got the weekend intensive, which is awesome. And obviously my kids have been homesick as well, because, you know, they can't give you a break. But every aspect of that, my point is, I love. And so if you can take it out individually and you can let go of the other places you're meant to be at that point in time and just focus on the here and now and what you're loving about it, and you've really kind of helped me bring that back to every moment. Like, what is happening now? And nothing I do is that important. It's not like life or death. There's no real implications of not, if I don't do it, yeah, it's not great and I'll lose a bit of face, but there's no real implications of stuff. And bringing that perspective back in, because sometimes we can get so worked up in the perceived stress of an issue instead of what actually is the issue.
Absolutely. And let me just say this, for anyone who's listening to this, I do want to just say this one thing. Obviously, I deal with a lot of clients and I've had many years of coaching. You, my darling, take on a lot. And what I want to really say to people is everybody's individual. Every single person can do a certain amount. So you are probably at one of the extremes of the amount of things that you take on, and you're very good at doing that. And obviously, you know that there's that sort of little tipping point where it's too much.
That's a tipping point. Yep.
Yep. No, we've handled those.
Seen that one.
Been there. But what I'm trying to say, and I wanted to make this really important, you know, this point to your listeners, because don't be intimidated by what other people can handle and what others can't. Everybody is an individual. We all have things that we have to do, things that we have to prioritize. And it's not getting stressed thinking, gee, you know, this person's doing that or I'm not doing this. I think really that can cause stress too. And I just wanted to say that because you are amazing. You handle a lot.
I think everyone has different things, and it's all well and good to look at things from the outside, but you know the inner workings of my brain by now, and it's not all what it looks like from the outside as well. It's chaotic and it's emotional and it's, you know, I worry about my kids.
No, look, of course you do. And this is the whole thing because, look, I think for every individual, you have to find your perfect place, your perfect balance, what works for you. That is the point, because every different personality will handle different things. And I think what I do is with a coaching client, you have to understand what that personality type is like. Okay, once you understand that personality type, then you build what is right for them, what's going to work for them. Because everyone's different. There's no blanket coaching thing to say, right, everybody in this cookie cutter and we do the exact same thing. It's not.
But I mean, that's the same for every area of our life, and that's the same for building, and that's the same for everything. It's about how you come at it and how you put it together and how you design your life. And like, I spend a lot of time with you kind of working on what we want. We work on what I want my life to look like and how it wants to function and how I want to spend my time, and things that we don't enjoy, so we then backstop. Sometimes there's financial pressures, and sometimes there's parenting pressures, and sometimes there's partner and relationship issues, and sometimes business or development. You know, like, there's all these different wheels, and to expect everyone to be on an even keel and thrive and kind of achieve at the same time isn't realistic, but also not to hold yourself up against someone else, because there's always someone better and there's always someone worse. You know, it's very easy to find both. I think just you want to be happy in where you're at and the life you're running and what you're doing, because that's the important bit. And I think that's what we work on more than anything, right? That satisfaction in daily, like making everything as good as we can make it with the parameters we've set for ourselves.
Absolutely. No, look, and I think that even if we look at, you know, obviously developing, I do laugh, and I excuse everybody who's probably hearing drilling in the background.
I can't actually hear it, so it's good.
Oh, excellent. Oh, good, because I'm hearing drilling, I'm hearing all sorts of things. I'm thinking, well, you know what, this is great. You know, it just shows you that I'm also developing things. But I understand this, and you know that I've developed myself and done lots of things in this area. I understand the pressures of all of this. And even just as I said to you, you know, just about that individual thing, what you handle, what everybody else that you're dealing with or whoever's listening to this, every single person is dealing with their own stuff. But, and this is the thing that I wanted to also make clear, if you're turning up to, whether it's home, whether it's on the building site, wherever you are, it doesn't matter where you work, what you're doing, if you turn up to your day stressed, do you think that everybody around you is going to pick that up and get stressed as well? You need to be that calming force that keeps everybody else settled and together. And that is very important. And that's why, as I say to you before, the state is your most important thing. You've got the skills. Everyone's got the skills. And you know what? We have a strategy. Everyone can find a strategy. If I said to you, right, you need to learn how to do something or understand something, go onto YouTube, talk to you. But you've got so many ways of finding a strategy. Then, you know, honestly, it's about the story we tell ourselves. Oh, I can't do this. Or, oh, I'm going to find out how to do this. I'm awesome at this. The story also dictates, you know, I can even put this back down to weight loss, right? Weight loss. Oh, I've tried everything. I can't lose any weight. Well, what? Is that going to motivate you because suddenly you've tried everything? That's not true. The thing that we need and we forget is the state that we go into this, right? It's the state that we need. That starts off because if you're walking onto that building site, you want to keep everybody calm and working and purring along really well. How many times have you gone to a building site and everyone's just shitty and banging things around? Or you can go onto, I was actually on a building site yesterday, and everyone is so happy and everyone is just, and that starts with the foreman. That starts with you. It starts with the people who own the place. That is the energy that you want to go onto that site because it keeps things in harmony. And that also goes to home as well. So if you're in a better state, you're going to come back calm and nobody then gets as affected if you can handle that, if you're in the driver's seat of that.
So, Alex, if people want to reach out to you or want to find a coach like you, what would they do?
Well, they can contact me. My email address, I don't know. Did you want me to tell you my email address or contact you? I don't know. Look, they can just send a little text message and I'll call them 0419-953-233 or just shoot me an email at alexandra@mypersonalcoach.com.au.
Easy. Do you know, I think we've been working together for so long that I didn't actually know what your business name was. And we'll pop a little link in the show notes, but the master builders who are coming this weekend are in for a real treat. Thank you again, Alex. We'll speak soon.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me and good luck.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.